Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. After reading the text from Matthew 25, I realized something I've known for a long time. There are only two kinds of people in this world. There are those who went shopping on Black Friday, and those who stayed home and drank tea. Which are you? Actually, at the end of time, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, when with all the angels with Him, there will be a separation into two groups, as a shepherd separates the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And the amazing thing about the sheep, the righteous on his right, is that the king chooses to see the deeds done to fellow human beings as done unto him. That is, God's grace on the day of judgment for all the nations. Those who have been judged this way, are surprised beyond belief, saying, "When? When, Lord, did we see you hungry and feed you and thirsty and give you something to drink, a stranger, and welcome you in prison or in sick and visited you, or naked and clothed you?" And the king, as we heard, replies, "Truly, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me," Jesus said. God hid himself behind the least significant, the least healthy, the least prominent, the least free, the least wealthy, the least, in order to see how someone like you would treat the least in this world. Did you care for the least? Did you love unconditionally or only in as much as you got something out of it? Did you help someone who lost everything in a storm or a fire or a flood? Yes, when storms or fires or floods come, we can say the end of the world is nearer than before. But we can also say here, behind the least, behind the suffering ones, right now, God is hidden. God is hungry. God is thirsty. God needs someone to welcome him. God is naked and needs clothing. God has made himself the least and identifies with those who are the least in this world, watching, sitting behind them as a judge, watching what you will do. So on the day of judgment, he will know how to separate all peoples into two groups, the sheep and the goats. But isn't it funny that both groups, both the sheep and the goats, are surprised at the judgment that they hear? The goats are surprised that they didn't do good to the Lord because they never saw Jesus hungry or thirsty or naked. They only saw the least from day to day as a nuisance. The least were in the way. "Get out of my way. I don't have time, I don't have money, or I don't have strength to bother with you." So they made their choice and didn't bother to feed or care for God, who was hidden there. God's judgment for them in the text is clear and just, a way into eternal punishment. Remember, if I hadn't made it clear already, Jesus is a brother to the least in this world, so if you don't care for his family, you don't care for him, who is the judge of the living and the dead, as we confess. But again, it is the surprise of the sheep, the righteous, that really piques our interest today. For the sheep in the text, those who had done good deeds to Jesus, to the least, didn't feel as though that they had done this. They didn't recognize Jesus when they did good to others. In fact, they begin to question whether they did anything good to the least at all. Why is that? Is it perhaps because, just as Isaiah says in the Old Testament, all our good deeds are like filthy rags? Or the psalmist laments, "No one does good, no, not even one"? Our good deeds are done in a sinful world, in many compromised situations, Sometimes we've learned the hard way that actually to help someone means to stop helping them. Out of the goodness of our hearts, we've enabled drunks and drug users. We feel guilty for not giving enough to them and to others. When we've been told to give sacrificially, we want to do good, but evil in us is what we end up doing. Giving Tuesday is this week, which will become for us Guilty Tuesday. Because we can never give enough. And we will begin saying no to hundreds of offers that will flood your inbox, right? Even knowing that our gift would be matched dollar for dollar by an anonymous donor. That guy is probably going to heaven, for Pete's sake, right? But we feel like a ship on the shore that never really quite set sail. Yeah, we tried to do good here and there, but we questioned the results. We questioned whether it was the right amount, whether it even made a dent. Did our contribution even make a difference? We judged other people for not giving when secretly they gave five times as much. Oh God, when the Son of Man returns in His glory, He will have a real mess on His hands. I'm therefore glad of three things. Number one, I'm not the judge at the end of the world. And you're not the judge either. We've been relieved of that duty. That will be left up to the Son of Man. Number two, when you repent and you feel like you're the least in the kingdom of God, you'll begin to see Jesus right there with you. He came for the least. He became the least in the kingdom of God. In other words, He became the least for you. And third, you believing in Jesus and why He came and why He died and why He rose from the dead, knowing that it was all for you, will be one of the righteous sheep, therefore. You will be one of the righteous sheep who are surprised to hear, when you did it to the least of these, my brothers, you did it unto me. And that is how powerful God's forgiveness really is. Therefore, neither despair of what your life looks like, however incomplete your works, nor give up doing good as if it didn't matter. It does. For we as God's people have the greatest and best reasons to do good for others, to do good for God. Why? Well, because, of course, you've been forgiven. Because you've been forgiven. Walking in the forgiveness of sins is the only way to walk confidently to the throne of Christ, the Lord, to hear His judgment. Before Him will be gathered all the nations, and He will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep believed in the shepherd's forgiveness and were surprised, therefore, that they loved God and that they loved others with acts of kindness done to Jesus behind the least in this world. And the goats disbelieved in Jesus and were surprised at the judgment that Christ was there all along behind the least. So I guess the real question is, how do you want to be surprised on Judgment Day? Surprised by grace? Or surprised that you never believed in the forgiveness of sins that Jesus won on the cross and showed His victory over death by His glorious open tomb? The way that forgives your whole life completely and makes all those filthy rag of works of yours into glorious lights of goodness that God sees as pure and holy and done not just to strangers, but done specifically unto Him. Only by the power of God's grace will we come confidently to the throne of God on the final day, surprised to hear that we believed rightly and Him who loves us that much to give His whole life, to make our whole life, even our incomplete works, completely righteous in God's sight. Therefore, what a glorious judgment that will be. And a reason for us at the end of the church here to give our highest praise to God. That is, to have faith that Jesus has come and conquered and gives freely His gifts continually to the church, that they might love Him above all things and love their neighbors as themselves. God's richest grace to you today and always as we end the church year and welcome in the new. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.